this year. Ordinary Council meeting. I do declare this meeting open. We have no visitors today, and you do see before your record of attendance. We have no apologies from Council members, and we do anticipate that Councillor Gillam will be joining us via Zoom. We have no guests speaking to us this evening. But we do have apologies from our Manager of Community Services, Farah Box Martin. Approved leave of absence, there is Neil. We welcome our members of the gallery. Thank you for your attendance. Item three, response to previous public questions taken on notice. There are nil. Item four is public question time. Do either of you wish to ask a question?
Yes, I do.
Thanks.
I've got two.
If you could just state your name and
Yes.
your address for the record.
So this is from me personally, Bruce Baskerville, 166 Hodder Drive, Port Dempsey. And it relates to the item on the paper tonight, the electoral reform discussion paper.
Yes.
So no, that's really focused on whether you're moving to split elections or full term ones.
Oh, yeah.
But I just wanted to ask, with regard to another element in those proposed reforms, does the council have or is it developing any response to the question of whether to introduce compulsory voting in local government elections?
Is that no, the minister hasn't actually asked us at this point from memory. I know it's something that she would like to do, but my understanding is compulsory voting wasn't actually part of this. It was actually about the 4 year full spill of council, so that you go from elections every 4 years rather than elections every 2 years with a half council split.
So
But
the local government reforms had considered that as a topic, but at this stage they're not being brought, from my understanding.
it's my understanding too.
Okay. I just noticed Colin and Busselton both decided to support that in the last week.
Compulsory voting.
Yes. So that was just a question. And my second question, and I'll change hats. I'm chair of the Historical Society. And this was in the recent newsletter in the RAG. Presidents, in your report, it advised the committee that the Shire is currently reviewing a draft public memorials and commemorative plaques policy, which is a particular interest in society. So the question is, will the community be invited at some stage to make comment on the draft of that?
I would anticipate that it will go out to community comment. Mario, are you in?
As far as.
Farah's not here this evening, but I would imagine that once council has considered that policy, it would then go to the community for comment. That would be the normal process, isn't it? All right, we'll take it on notice so we can make sure we give you the correct answer.
Thank you.
John.
Thank you, Madam President. John Russell, 181 Point Leander Drive, Port Denison 6525. In response to the response on the question about public servants I asked on November 20, 2025 meeting, a public service is employed by federal, state, local governments. In short, if you are paid by the public purse, where the money comes from, rates, taxes, levies, grants, and duties, etc., then you are a public servant. All that is written in the response is gobbledygook and trying to evade the question and responsibility of being a public servant. Further to the point is that the Public Service Medal is awarded to federal, state, and local government public sector employees for exemplary duties as public servants.
We'll take that on notice.
In response to the question on responding to questions, my response is that I will be thoroughly investigating my rate statement until June. Question one. What is the time frame to the return of the yellow spinning ball to the playground opposite Leach Street? I reported this being faulty over 12 months ago.
We'll take that on notice. Take that on notice.
Question two. When will the halyard and the Australian flag be returned to the Granny's Beach roundabout? This has been missing since mid-January.
Again, we'll take that on notice.
Question three. When will the roundabout, this roundabout, be upgraded to look like a place of beauty instead of a barren wasteland? It has been over 20 years since anything nice was planted here.
It's couched as a question, but it is actually a statement. But we will take that on notice.
Thank you, Madam President.
No further questions. We'll move on. Item five, declaration of interest. There is nil. Applications for leave of absence. There are nil. Petitions and deputations. There are nil. Confirmation minutes and tabling of agenda notes. So item one, the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 24th of February 2026 are included in the attachment booklet. The officer's recommendation is that Council by simple majority confirms the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 24th of February 2026. Now someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Hanson, someone to second that motion. Councillor Summers, do you wish to speak to the motion? No. Councillor Summers, no. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? And the motion is carried. We move on to item 8.2, agenda forum notes from the 17th March 2026. So notes from the agenda forum are included in the attachment booklet, and the office recommendation is that Council by simple majority confirms the notes of the agenda forum held on the 17th of March 2026. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Muslim, someone to second. Councillor Nelson, do you wish to speak to the motion? No? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Announcements by the person presiding without discussion. So item 9, on the 25th of February 2026, the CEO attended the LEMAC meeting. On the 3rd of March 2026, the CEO attended an MEPAU quarterly update. On the 5th of March 2026, the CEO and the Deputy Shire President attended the WR, the Midwest Roads to Recovery, Regional Road Group meeting. On the 16th of March, the CEO attended the Midwest Regional Road Group meeting, Coastal Subgroup meeting, the teleconference. On the 20th of March, the CEO attended CEO Connections Forum with Tony Brown, the local government inspectors. On the 24th of March, the President spoke with the Midwest Times in relation to fuel shortages, its impact on the Shire operations and the community, and the threat of Cyclone Narelle. The CEO, myself, also met with Rotary West regarding funding opportunities, and we also had a LEMAC meeting today, which provided a cyclone briefing. Are there any questions? Item 10, reports of officers and committees. 10.1, finance reports. Finance 01-03/26, accounts for payment, February 2026. And the officer's recommendation is that Council by simple majority receives the accounts paid during February 2026 as contained in the in 01-03/26, attachment 1 of the attachment booklet, March 2026, as presented. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Summers, can I have a seconder for that motion, please? Councillor Burress, do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Summers? Councillor Burress, no. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I will put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. FIN02-03/26, monthly financial statements, January 2026. And the officer's recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the monthly financial statements for the period from the 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of January 2026, as contained in the attachment, March 2026. Is someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Muslin, second. Councillor Summers, do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor? Councillor Muslin, Councillor Summers? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried.
Debbie, come here, stop. Come here, please, stop.
So I can see that Councillor Gillam has joined the meeting. Thank you for your attendance.
Sorry, I was a little late in getting myself hooked up.
That's okay.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Right.
So next item is FIN03-03/26, annual meeting of the council's appointed auditor. And the officer's recommendation is that council, by simple majority, notes the verbal report provided by Pitcher's Partners on behalf of the Office of the Auditor General at the annual electors meeting held at 4 p.m. on the 25th of March. Should that be 24th of March? 2026, regarding the Shire of Irwin annual financial statements for the year ending 2025. Can someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Hanson, someone to second the motion? Councillor Perez, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Perez, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. I just, for the members of the gallery, we were provided with a clean bill of health from the Auditor General, and so we're very pleased to have that result. 10.2, development reports. So this is DV01-03/26, February 2026, development delegated and authorised authority report. And the officer's recommendation is that council, by simple majority, receives the February 2026 development delegated and authorised authority report as contained in DEV01-03/26, attachment 1. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Nelson. I have a seconder for that motion. Councillor Muslin. Do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor? No. Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 10.3, operations report. And this relates to OPS 01-03/26, amendment to the village housing policy and revision of tenancy procedures and criteria for units 1 to 4, 225 Ocean Drive, Port Denison. The officer's recommendation in relation to this is that council, by absolute majority, resolves to 1, amend the village housing policy to formally exclude units 1 to 4 at 225 Ocean Drive, Port Denison, from Department of Communities joint venture eligibility, allocation and rent setting requirements. 2, adopt a revised designated purpose for units 1 to 4 consistent with the amended management order being aged persons, staff and community housing. 3, endorse the development of revised tenancy eligibility and allocation criteria for units 1 to 4 to be implemented by the Chief Executive Officer. 4, approve council managed rental arrangements for units 1 to 4 with rental pricing determined based on local market conditions or cost recovery principles. Item 5, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to implement these resolutions, including updating relevant policies, procedures, and tenancy documentation. Now, if someone to move that motion, please. Councillor Summers, can I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Muslin, do you wish to speak to the motion, Councillor Summers? Councillor Muslin, does anyone wish to speak against this motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Ten 4, community services report, and this is COM01-03/26, addition to recreation centre fees and charges. And this is for us to consider additions to be adopted in the 25-26 schedule of fees and charges. And the officer recommendation is that council by absolute majority in accordance with section 6.16 of the Local Government Act 1995 approve the following amendments to the 2025-26 fees and charges. 1, the addition of the following senior concession gym membership options. A, 5 visit pass at $48. B, 10 visit pass, $87. C, 20 visit pass, $154. D, casual visit, $13.50. And E, direct debit, $23.25 per fortnight. 2, the addition of pickleball participation fees. A, pickleball morning sessions, $7 per player. And B, pickleball evening sessions, $8 per player. The addition of a gym facilities usage fee for approved personal training services delivered by a third-party provider operating from within the Irwin Recreation Centre gym. The fee will be calculated as a percentage of the gross session revenue for all personal training sessions conducted at the Irwin Recreation Centre gym. A, charge basis of approximately 10% of gross personal training sessions revenue. And 4, authorises the Chief Executive Officer to advertise the amendment to the schedule of fees and charges for the 2025-26 additional year in accordance with Section 6.19 of the Local Government Act 1995. Can I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Muslin, a second of the motion. Councillor Summer, do you wish to speak to the motion? Councillor Summer, does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. 10.5, Office of the CEO Reports. COM01-03/26, CEO Performance Report, Q2 2025-26. The officer recommendation is that council by simple majority receives the Chief Executive Officer Performance Report for Q2, October to December 2025. Can I have someone to move that motion, please? Councillor Summer, someone who will second the motion. Councillor Nelson, do you wish to speak for the motion?
No.
Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? Put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. COI2-03/26, senior consultation. Electoral reform discussion paper. And the officer recommendation in relation to this is that council by simple majority supports the continuation of the current local government election model in Western Australia whereby councillors serve four-year terms with half of council positions elected every 2 years. This two does not support the introduction of full-spill elections every 4 years, and three authorises the chief executive officer to submit the Shire of Irwin's position to WALGA as part of the sector consultation process. Can I have a move for this motion, please? Councillor Nelson to second. Do you wish to speak to the motion? Do you wish to speak to the motion? Does anyone wish to speak against the motion? Does anyone wish to speak for the motion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. Item 10.6, committee reports, there are nil. Item 11, motion of which previous notices have been given, there are nil. Item 12, questions by member of which due notice has been given, there are nil. Item 13, urgent business approved by person presiding or by decision, is nil. Item 14, matters for which the meeting is closed to the public, is nil. Item 15 is closure. So the meeting is closed at 5:21. Thank you for your attendance.